Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker was in Springfield today for the dedication of a new building on a community college campus. At a ribbon-cutting ceremony attended by close to 200 people, Baker praised the $50 million project that took a 100,000-square-foot armory storehouse built just before the Civil War and transformed it into a modern energy-efficient center for student services at Springfield Technical Community College.
But to me, the most important thing about this was having an opportunity at a particular location with a particular facility that had sat vacant and done nothing for a really long time to breathe life back into it and make it what I believe will ultimately become, you know, sort of the heartbeat of the campus.
The building is named the Ira H. Rubensall Student Learning Commons after the former STCC president who retired in 2016.
This is a marvelous tribute to a man who absolutely gets what this kind of school is supposed to be all about.
Groundbreaking for the extensive renovation of the historic building took place 2 years ago, but the origin of the project goes back a decade to when Rubensall secured the initial funds for it in a 2008 bond bill approved by then-Governor Deval Patrick. Rubensall said he is humbled to have the building named for him.
And I think it means that the college and Board of Trustees respected my work here. I was here for 12 years.
Known as Building 19, the 764-foot-long, 55-foot-wide building was used to store everything from gun barrel stocks to livestock for the Springfield Armory, which was closed in 1968. The building is listed as a National Historic Landmark. STCC President John Cook said the renovation project presented some unique challenges given the age of the building and its unusual dimensions.
Where to begin, including things like the mechanical systems and where do you put them in a building like this? But we had a great architect, we had a great project construction firm, and our own staff persevered. It's been a tremendous project, 2+ years in the making.
The new building will bring all student administrative offices under one roof, eliminating what has long been known on campus as the STCC shuffle, the need to go from building to building to obtain student services.
Everything comes together in one single location, and I think that helps organize the work we do with students. Gives us some opportunities behind that, too, to master plan and reconceive of what our campus will look like and how it will function.
A library, the campus bookstore, a cafe, and a health center will also be in the Learning Commons, which will open for students when the next semester starts in January. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.